News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says over $1 billion has been found within the ministry's budget to help improve the wage and benefits packages for the nation's teachers. Reverend Thwaite says the funds were identified after an in-depth re-examination of the Education Ministry's budget.
We have looked into our budget and made sure that we could find areas that we could uplift the offer that is being made by the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service to the teachers. We have probably found in excess of $1 billion so that we can improve it because we understand the constraints on the national budget.
Reverend Thwaite adds that the Education Ministry will be working with the Ministry of Finance to determine ways in which the funds can be allocated to yield the greatest impact for teachers. He was speaking at the Ministry of Education Region 6 Stakeholders Breakfast meeting on Thursday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the administration continues to strengthen its governance structure to ensure greater transparency and accountability in the management of public resources. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the aim is to enhance the efficiency, quality, and cost-effectiveness of the public sector. Among the measures is improving the monitoring of budget-funded public bodies by enforcing the time limit for submission of financial statements to the Auditor General.
And we are also bolstering the capacity within the Auditor General's office for more in-depth and frequent reviews of these statements. The Office of the Auditor General is to be strengthened, and the Office of the Contractor General is being given attention in terms of accepting and responding to its resource needs and mandate.
The Prime Minister was addressing the opening ceremony for the International Conference on Strengthening Legislative Oversight for Fostering Accountability and Sustainable Growth earlier this week. The conference, held June 2 to 4, was aimed at strengthening the capacity of parliaments in the Caribbean to carry out oversight of public expenditure. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has instructed the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to explore the creation of a policy framework for the protection of the rights of domestic and household workers. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Labour Ministry will receive support from her office and other relevant stakeholders to ensure this task is carried out in a meaningful manner. As further support for domestic and household workers, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica will be moving to ratify Convention 189 of the International Labour Organization, ILO, which was adopted in 2011 for the protection of domestic workers globally.
Jamaica supports the convention and is taking the necessary steps to officially ratify it as further demonstration of our support for the decent work agenda of the ILO. This important convention signals a major step towards justice and equity for the estimated 50 to 100 million household workers globally.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, in partnership with a private sector company, Jam Island, has constructed an off-site fumigation facility to aid in the preparation and packaging of produce for export. The facility, located at the Jam Island Processing Company in Manchester, will serve to enhance Jamaica's export capacity. Construction of the facility was approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch of the Ministry of Agriculture.
There will be less handling of the produce, as the produce will be processed, packed, and fumigated at the same location, thus ensuring better quality of produce for shipping. This new facility also, therefore, means reduced costs for transportation and more production time for workers, as they will not be traveling to Kingston to offload and reload the containers.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Jam Island, formerly V&M Imports and Exports Limited, is a large exporter of yams, dasheen, and pumpkins. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
GIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.